The letters this week cover a diverse range of issues, with a couple of ever-present topics. First off is Charles Thurtle of Sheringham, who says our seas must be cleared of plastic waste. At last, it is pleasing to hear that a serious attempt is being made to rid our oceans of plastic waste, in which a staggering 8 million tonnes is dumped every year. The hard-hitting reports on BBC's Breakfast News have identified this as a critical global problem, and if nothing is done, 2050 is the projected year when amounts of ocean plastic will equal the number of fish in the sea. This radical cleanup has been fully endorsed by wildlife guru Sir David Attenborough and the Prince of Wales, releasing a rehabilitated turtle made ill by plastic. The Prince told delegates at Malta's Ocean Conference, "We are very close to reaching the point that whatever wild caught fish you eat contains plastic." He is absolutely right. As recent facts reveal, a third of all UK fish caught, sea caught fish, contain traces of plastic contaminants, working their way into your dinner plate and into your digestive system. However, there is hope from the Ocean Cleanup Foundation, spearheaded by 23-year-old Dutch engineer and inventor Boyan Slat, who, after much research and meticulous planning, has devised a system of eco-friendly 50-kilometre floating barriers, when strategically placed, will scoop plastic debris from above and below the ocean surface. I wish this young man and his team well with this formidable task starting in 2018. Okay, there may be sceptics who consider this project a drop in the ocean, but if we continue to ignore the problem and do nothing, what sort of oceanic legacy are we leaving future generations? In my view, not one that I would care to contemplate.
Unilever only wanted a brand, says Bill Woolnough of Swanton Morley. I'm in full agreement with your campaign to keep the Coleman and Britvic brands and production here in Norfolk where they rightfully belong. However, as with most of the best-known brands of all types of products which were developed, produced and distributed worldwide, they have been sold to aggressive, well-funded and well-run giants such as Heinz and Unilever. They did not become colossal global organisations by sitting back. When Unilever sought to buy Coleman, all they wanted was the brand. They did not buy it to acquire a factory poorly served by road links to ports and national distribution hubs. Furthermore, they could not care where the stuff is made. That is not the way they work or think. To illustrate my point, I urge anyone with a bottle of HP sauce in the cupboard to read the label. Under the iconic British Houses of Parliament, they will find this Heinz brand is made in the Netherlands. One more item of the family silver sold out of our country. Like my school reports often said, could do better.
Come clean over the NDR costs, says Mark Crutchley of Norwich. In your recent article, Consultants Brought In to Try to Keep NDR Bill... Final bill down, Norfolk County Council suggests that it is in the public interest for the extent of the cost increase to be kept secret because it is commercially sensitive. This is clearly nonsense, as there are no commercial interests involved. The contract between the council and Balfour Beatty having been signed long ago. Ratepayers, however, had a considerable interest in this figure being released, as do the users of those services, which will inevitably have to be cut to fund the overspend. It is only hiding the embarrassment of councillors over the appalling mismanagement of this project which is served by this policy. It is time they came clean and admitted what the total cost will be.
Tony Vale of Wyndham thinks our library service should be given more support. The lack of joined-up thinking at the County Council is again illustrated by the proposal to drop the role of the community librarian. It is even more ironic that they should choose the eve of National Libraries Week to make the announcement. With the number of isolated old people increasing, more emphasis being put on the use of the internet to convey community information and the vitality of our town centres under threat through lack of footfall, now is not the time to cut a resource that can address all of these issues and more besides. With a diverse range of activities and events which appeal to all generations, delivered in a warm, safe and comfortable environment, the library offers an antidote to sitting at home alone. Also, libraries are usually situated in central locations within easy reach of public transport, and they make for an ideal community meeting point. Through a series of successive back-office cuts, the library service has lacked the ability to do outreach for a number of years, and the hard-working community libraries have been doing their best to fill that community engagement gap. Supported by a County Council's subsidised community transport system, which is in place but not necessarily fully utilised, the library, with supporting volunteers, led by an enthusiastic community librarian, is a community facility that should be strengthened, not undermined.
Are cyclists a special species? Asked B.G. Leach of Norwich. Do my ears deceive me when I hear Norwich Police can afford to have officers riding around the city on bikes and motorcycles, looking for motorists to fine for not giving cyclists the correct room on the road? They have stated on many occasions they cannot provide officers to call on householders who have been burgled, but can now catch the good old motorist out, who is an easy target. Am I to assume, while on patrol, they're going to make cyclists use cycle lanes provided at great costs and make them have lights on, etc.? Can someone please tell me why all of a sudden cyclists are a special species and have to be wrapped in cotton wool? They take it upon themselves to say they have the right to ride on the road and not cycle lanes, and if that's the case, they must take their chances like everyone else on the road. I think the police should devote their time to fighting crime and not act as nursemaids to the cyclists.
The last word goes to Sheila Chinnery of Norwich, who is fed up with queuing at Norwich Airport. Why do we have to wait in the rain to get through passport control? Where is all this money going that we are paying for the so-called development fee? There have been no improvements made that I can see in the many years that we have been paying it. And why does it take so long to get through? At Gatwick Airport, it only takes a few minutes, and it is not all automated.